Right, okay, let's crack on. Welcome, morning everybody, and let's get going. If we could put up just what we're talking about this morning, that would be good. I wasn't here last week, but I understand there's a theme of family, and today we're looking at respecting yourself. There we go. Respecting yourself. Let's just pray before we go for it, and then we'll bash into it. Yeah, God, pray that as we just look at your word this morning, that you will speak to us and encourage us and teach us something of what you want us to be and how you want us to live and how you want us to relate to you and to others. So, Father God, we just ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. I saw the title. It's always difficult, isn't it? When you're responsible for picking the titles, you can pick things you want to talk about, and all of a sudden somebody else decides what you've got to talk about, and you look at the title and think, ah, now what does that actually mean? Where do we go with this? And probably over at least a week, I've been thinking of this, and that's the sort of flow we're going to take this morning. I think God's sort of been speaking to me about this as I've looked at it, and this is where we're going to go. So respect, I looked in the dictionary, what does respect mean? And it means a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. That's very complicated, isn't it? And I sort of thought that says to know your worth. What are we worth? What are we about? What are we about as people? We're going to look at a whole lot of stuff, and there's some scripture we're going to look at in a few minutes, but just going to ask us some questions to start with. So what does it mean to respect yourself? I wonder if we respect ourselves because some moral code that has been set within us by our parents. I wonder if that's how some of us live and what we think about ourselves, because what we were brought up to believe about ourselves or about our situation, and that's where we live still today. We haven't changed that. We're still in that place. That's what mum said about me, or the teacher said about me, or somebody at college said about me. I wonder if it's about saying no to things we aren't sure about or don't want to get involved with. Very easy, isn't it, just to go with the flow of what somebody else wants us to believe or what they want us to be like. I wonder if we think we're amazing, but we don't really know why, but we just think we're amazing. And I think some of us do live in that place where we think we're amazing. We think we're great people. But if we were to be asked why, we would be very stretched to be able to explain that. And I want to explain something of that in a few minutes. I wonder, is it something we feel we have to do? But we don't have any real grounding for that. We have to respect ourselves, but we don't really know why. But we just know that we have to. Or I wonder if we suffer from low self-esteem. We don't respect ourselves at all because we've been knocked back by people and situations so many, 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 many times in the past. People have told us that we're not good enough. People have told us that we're rubbish. People have told us that we're not able to. People have told us we're too fat, we're too thin, we're too tall, we're too short, we're not the right, whatever. And it damages us, doesn't it, and hurts us, and we can lose our self-respect. I wonder if I was to ask you to put your hand up, I'm not going to ask you to do this, but if I was to say, do you really respect yourselves? Do you really honestly respect yourselves this morning? I want to just go through a few things as to how I believe we can respect ourselves. And the first thing we need to understand is know that God loves you. If I was to say to you, right, this morning, can you tell me categorically that you know that God loves you? Can you tell me, can you explain, can you show me how you know that God loves you? And I think if we want to respect ourselves, we need to know, first of all, that God loves us. Creator of the world, the King of the universe, loves me, loves you. We skate over that as a sentence because we never really dwell on it to say, wow, the God that made the world loves me. There's some brilliant verses in the Bible which just confirm this. I just want to read a couple of them to you. It says, one of them from Isaiah says this, when you pass through the waters, when you pass through trouble, when you pass through difficulty, I'll be with you. Though the rivers, they won't overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burnt. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. I am the Lord. You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Isaiah 49 says, he loves us so much, he's engraved us on the palm of his hands. Romans 8 says, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Loved by God. Essential before we do anything to know that God loves us. And as Christian people, we should be just basking in that, that God loves us. Whatever anybody else thinks about us, and whatever anybody else says about us, and whatever anybody else thinks and does to us, forget it, irrelevant. God thinks we're amazing. God loves us to bits. The second thing I want to just pick up is to know that we're forgiven by God. I wonder if you this morning, if I could say to you, do you know that you're forgiven people? Do you know that you're forgiven? Do you know that God loves you, and do you know that you're forgiven? I think some of us would say, well, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what's been going on. You don't understand. Well, I want to tell you this morning that we are forgiven people. Jesus died on the cross, that's what we remember this morning, so that we can be forgiven. Jesus doesn't die every day, he died once, and he dealt with the issue of sin. We just need to come to God and say, we've confessed our sins, and then he's faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins. Forgiven by God. The third thing is, we need to live under God's grace. To understand God's grace is an amazingly freeing feeling. Whatever we think we've done, whatever we think somebody thinks about us or says about us, God's grace is bigger than that. And it frees us and releases us. And it sets our feet out of the muck, out of the rubbish, sets our feet on high ground. God looks at us and he sees us clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. The grace of God is amazing, and we need to understand that and remember that as we think about whether we can respect ourselves. And the other thing is, understand how amazing you are. The Bible tells us that when we were created, when God put us together, when God made us, he made us in the image of God, but he also made us for a relationship with God. And every little detail about us is known. The Bible says God knows how many hairs we have on our head. He knows everything about us. He knew us when we were first conceived in our mother's womb. He's watched us. He's been there right the way through. You are amazing people. We are amazing people made in the image of God. And the last thing on this slide is, know that God thinks you're amazing. I don't know whether you think that God thinks you're amazing. Maybe you think God doesn't think anything about me at all. God's got enough on his plate dealing with Syria and the earthquake in Japan. He can't be interested in me. lots and lots of references in the Bible, but it's a beautiful one. From Psalm 18, it says this. It says, "He brought me out into a spacious place." Just think of that. Just think of that. When all the rubbish is crowding you in, "He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me." He rescued me because he delighted in me. If you delight in somebody, you think they're amazing, don't you? You love them to bits. You delight in them. That's what God says about us. "I've rescued you because I delight in you. I think you're amazing." It's important if we're going to try and respect ourselves, we need to understand what God thinks about us. So we need to let the truth of who we are in Jesus shape our lives. Those of you that heard the Archbishop of Canterbury, he spoke about this the other day, when it was found out that his father, that he thought was his father, wasn't his father, and another guy was his father. He said, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who my father is, my biological father. I know who I am in Jesus. I know who I am. I know who my father is, my father God. I know that." Let the truth of who we are in Jesus shape our lives. Remember what God thinks about you, what he's done for you. Live in that knowledge, not in the knowledge that somebody else wants to say about you. Don't let others compromise what you believe. People will always criticize what you believe and the way you believe stuff, the way you explain your faith, the way you understand God, the way you relate to God. People will always have some flash comment to tell you that you're wrong, or it should be this, or it should be that, or it should be something else. Don't let that happen. Respect what you believe. Live in the truth of what you believe. Stand for that. Live that. Express that. Don't be compromised by that. Live confidently in the way that you understand who God is. God's expressed himself to you. Live confidently in that understanding of who God is. And don't let other people's thoughts about you shape who you are. Do you know, people are extremely quick in all walks of life, in all situations, to criticize, to speak badly of you, to gossip. Yes, those things even happen in a church. And that can make us bitter and make us feel bad. It can screw us up. It can knock us down. And when we start to be affected by that, we can believe the things that are said and we can doubt what God says. And our self-respect takes a tumble. And our understanding of who God is takes a bashing. And I say this carefully, but I say this, sometimes it's necessary. When people say hurtful and difficult things to us, to sort of exclude them a bit, to just say, okay, if that's what you think, and push them to the side. Because people are quick to pull us down and drag us down and destroy us if they want to. But we need to keep our self-respect and understand who God is and our relationship with God. The last thing there is live by grace, not by law. Do you know, sometimes as Christians, we live by other people's rules. We live by rules of the church. We live by rules of somebody, maybe our parents, maybe the people that lead the church that have said, this is the way you've got to do stuff. Let's find out what God says, eh? Let's find out what God says about things. Let's live that way rather than somebody else's rules and regulations. The opinions that people say to us and make for us might well be right, but let's check that out and see what God says. And then let's live that way. Let's respect ourselves. Let's not live under law and be bashed by that. I want to just look at Matthew chapter 22. If you've got a Bible, just find that. Sorry, I did have that. Oh, it's open on the page. Matthew 22. Matthew 22 to 30, verse 34. There's a whole lot of stuff going on, and Jesus is with his disciples, and there's a bunch of folk around called the Sadducees. They were people that didn't believe in the resurrection. In verse 34 of chapter 22, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. They were the people that liked to stick to the law and follow the law. And if you broke the law, they'd come down on you like a ton of bricks. One of them, an expert in the law, tested Jesus with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus lived in a time of law. The Jewish law was oppressive, it was difficult, it was threatening, it was crushing. People could never live up to the requirements of the law. People would feel bashed and they would feel broken because they could never live up to the requirements. There were 613 commandments that they had to obey, which is impossible for anybody even to remember the first 13, let alone the last 600. There was 365 negative commandments. That was according to the days of the year. And there was 248 positive ones. And that was according to the members of a man's body, which sounds like complete nonsense, but that's how they lived. And that's what they were asked to conform with. And they were asked to respect themselves living within that situation. And Jesus reduces it just to basically two commandments. He says, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. See, rules make it impossible to respect ourselves or to love others because we're crushed by them and they break us down and they stop us being who God made us to be. And we have to know our worth. We have to know our worth before God. We have to understand who God is before we can love anybody else. We have to know that God thinks that God tells us we're forgiven, we're loved, we're valued. We love God, that's the up and down relationship. I understand who God is. I know God's love for me. I can respect myself. I can know who I am in Jesus. I can respect myself. And then that's the purpose then is to be able to do the next thing. And the next thing is to love others. The reason we respect ourselves is so that we can do what Jesus asks us to do and love others in the same way. If we don't love and respect ourselves, we haven't got a chance in the world of loving and respecting anybody else. If we think rubbish of ourselves, we'll think rubbish of everybody else because that's the way we're wired to work. And that's why we need to understand who God is, what God thinks of us, how much God loves us, how much God's forgiven us, how much grace God pours upon us. And as we understand that, and we understand that it's not because of who I am and how great I am, and I understand who I am in Jesus, I respect myself. I say I'm a person who's loved by God. I'm able to love somebody else. And that's what Jesus calls me to. That's what being a Christian is all about, making a difference into the world we live today. It isn't hanging on a cloud, waiting for something to happen and all being taken off to live on a cloud with halos in a place that we don't know where it is called heaven. The Bible teaches very clearly it's about making a difference today. It's bringing God's kingdom today. So it's, I love God, I know that God loves me, and then I love my neighbor as myself. If I don't respect myself, if I don't love myself, if I don't know who I am in Jesus, I cannot make a difference in the world. I can't do it. It doesn't work. So respecting ourselves is an incredibly important thing to understand. Incredibly important thing to understand. If we don't respect ourselves, we don't understand who we are, we can't take our place in seeing God's kingdom come because we just think we're nothing and we don't understand the God that made us and we can't fulfill the mission that God's put upon us. I don't want to say any more about it, actually. I want to leave it at that. And I want just to pray and I want you to be quiet. So if you could just shut your eyes maybe for a few minutes. Just ask yourself those questions. Do you know that you're loved by God? Do you know you're loved by God? If you do, just quietly say, thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you for showing your love to me. Do you know that you're forgiven by God? Do you know that God's forgiven you? Do you know that God thinks you're amazing? Ask yourself, do I think that God thinks I'm amazing? Father God, thank you that you love us. Thank you for those words that you brought us out into a spacious place. Because you delight in us. Thank you that you delight in me. Thank you that you delight in each person here, whatever they've done, whatever they've said, whatever they've thought, whatever anybody else ever said about them or thought about them. You delight in us. You delight in us. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Father, I pray for each one of us that we will let the truth of who you are and what you have done for us and what you think of us, that you will allow us to have that respect for ourselves because of who we are in Jesus. Not because we're just some great person, but because of who we are in Jesus. Loved, forgiven, valued, delighted by the God that made us. And then, Father God, help us to love others in the way that you love us and we understand you. And gosh, that would make a difference in the world we live if that's how we operated every day. And Father, as we finish this morning, we want to go out with that thought in our head that we're loved by you, you delight in us, and you call us to just show that to everybody else that's around us. So this week, we pray, would you enable us to do that? Would you live out through us as we live in that relationship, knowing you and loving you and knowing your forgiveness? We say thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.